the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Let's talk more high school football. Yesterday on the show, we talked to Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartans. Today, we're going to talk Carbon Dino football. Dinos open up the season with a 40-15 loss to the Manti Templars. That was last Friday at home. Carbon with a chance to right those wrongs in another non-region tilt this Friday on KRPX 95.3 The Peak. They'll travel to meet the Payson Lions. Joining us on the phone right now to talk a bit about last Friday's game and what lies ahead, we have Coach Josh Huntsman on the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
Coach, let's start by talking about Friday's season opener. You and I did discuss this following the contest on the post-game show. You guys battled tough throughout a half against Manti. Third quarter, things kind of got out of hand. All in all, when you had a chance to go back and look at the tape, how did you assess the way the team played Friday?
You know, offensively, I thought we played pretty well. You know, we didn't sustain long drives, but we were able to put some things together that we can build on and things that, you know, will move us in a positive direction. Defensively, you know, there's a lot of work there. We need to shore some things up in the back end. We need to get better pressure from our defensive line. And, you know, that's a work in progress.
As far as the offense goes, and we'll start with this. Coach, there was a drive in the third quarter that, for me, it was very memorable because you guys didn't score any points, but you managed to take about 5 minutes off of the game clock. You guys were in control at the beginning of that third quarter. After that, well, I guess we could start with that because that's what you guys want to do, right? I mean, you don't necessarily have to score points on every drive, but the way this offense is set up, you want control of the game. And I thought on that one possession, and I'm sure you know which possession I'm talking about, you guys had that.
Yeah, you know, I felt the same way. The hard part about that is when you're on a drive that you're down 18-7, you definitely do need points out of a drive like that. But yeah, you know, we did exactly what we wanted to do. We had time of possession. We held the clock. You know, we punched that one in the end zone. You know, we're looking at 14-18, and we're actually in really good shape at that point. You know, with us not having punched in the end zone, you know, we flip the script. They get the ball turned back over to them and go down and score. And, you know, that kind of almost puts it out of reach for us, you know, with the way our offense is set up.
One of the things I definitely appreciated in this game, Coach, even though it was a 3 or 4 possession game, you stuck true to the game plan offensively, and that was running the football. You didn't change anything up. I know these are non-region games. They don't count towards that region record. Is that kind of the idea behind it when you're down by 3 or 4 scores, just staying true to what you want to do and what you want to improve on?
Well, you know, and you've heard me say this multiple times, we do what we do despite what they do. And so, you know, we were going to continue to run the ball. And, you know, that last play, we saw an opportunity to throw the ball down deep. Their free safety had actually stepped up into the box, and he was a little tighter. And so we did end up throwing one over the top. And, you know, that's just what we do. You know, we were going to try to suck them down into the box and see if we can get as many of them in as we can and then throw a quick pass over the top. You know, we only threw the ball 8 times in the ball game. I think 2 of them were intercepted. We had 2 receptions and then a few incompletions, but, you know, that is our game plan. That's what we do.
You and I did talk about Riker Larson following the game, and to me, Coach, he was very, very good in this contest. I mean, there were times where I felt like he was the most efficient offensive weapon, not taking anything away from Colin Lewis, but to me, it was the perfect complement to Colin. It was kind of the thunder and lightning type mode. Is that something that you expected?
You know, we expected both of our backs to do pretty well. You know, Riker's actually been hitting the hole really hard during the week. He was doing a great job running the football for us in the ball game. Ran for 94 yards. You know, Colin ran for 53. Riddick ran for 51. Jalen Dennis ran for 20. I mean, we had a total of 220 yards rushing, but, you know, it wasn't enough. We've got to get all of our players at that 90-yard mark. If we can get all 3 of them at the 90-yard mark, we're going to be in much better shape. But, yeah, no, Riker, he didn't surprise me at all. He looked real good during practice all week.
If we flip to the defensive side of the ball, Coach, we can talk about the secondary in a moment, but the fact is you guys did struggle to get pressure on Manti. I did notice that when Kyle King was under pressure, he's a phenomenal quarterback, but when you guys put pressure on him, you made things difficult on that kid.
Yeah, there was a couple of times where Colby Bedke came off the edge and was able to get pressure on him, and he threw some errant balls. But, you know, he's the type of kid that's going to stand tall in the pocket. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to be able to throw it well on the run. And so, you know, he's a very dynamic player, and Manti's super lucky to have him.
What was the mode, I guess, this week in practice defensively? What are some of the changes or some of the adjustments that you guys have to make going into Friday?
Well, we got to figure out how to get more pressure on the quarterback, and so we're gonna roll up into a four front this week. We've got Chancellor Sheminett back from the military, and so we're gonna put him at one defensive end. We're gonna put Colin Lewis at the other defensive end. Two of our big offensive linemen will play defensive tackle for us. You know, we'll roll back with three linebackers. We'll roll an additional safety over the top so that we can't get beat deep. We're gonna try to match up with them and say, you know what, we'll let your best beat our best, and so be it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Carbondale football coach Josh Huntsman. Coach, let's talk about the non-league tilt this Friday on the road against Payson. I'm curious to see the way these kids perform on the road. To me, there's less pressure because at home it's a season opener. There's optimism and there's expectation. When you go on the road, especially against a 4A opponent, to me, I think this is the perfect follow-up game to a season opener that didn't quite go your way.
You know, I definitely believe it is. You know, Payson's a good football club. They end up beating Ben Lomond 25-0 over the weekend. They threw every touchdown that they scored, they threw four, and so that's going to put, you know, a little added pressure on our secondary this week to get better and to be in the right spots. But, you know, Payson's a good ball club. We look forward to the challenge, and then we're going to give them everything that we got.
You mentioned throwing for three touchdowns. Hank Bowers was extremely efficient against Ben Lomond, completing 12 of 18 passes for over 200 yards and three touchdowns. Not a single interception. And, Coach, when you take a look at the amount of receivers that touch the ball, I mean, there's four different receivers coming up with those 12 grabs. So we definitely spread the love. When you look at Payson on tape, what stands out to you offensively about this team?
You know, they change formations. I have a lot of motions, and so our kids are going to have to be disciplined. They're going to have to know who their read is. They're going to have to stay man-to-man with that person, and we will chase across the field and make sure that we put our best on their best. And so that's kind of the key for us, is if we can get good pressure from our front four and, you know, stick with the receivers man-to-man, I think we've got a good shot at getting them out of what they want to do.
They definitely have a couple of different options out of the backfield. I guess it's somewhat similar to Manti. I mean, they have a lead back in Harrison Judd, but outside of that, it's kind of a running back by committee approach, and that's kind of the way Manti approaches things as well.
Yeah, it definitely is, and you know, both of those teams are similar in what they do offensively. You know, Manti runs a little bit more of that fly sweep look, but, you know, you'll get those traditional pro sets. And you know, it's watching Payson is a lot like watching the San Francisco 49ers when Joe Montana and Steve Young were there running that West Coast style, a lot of movement, a lot of counters, a lot of things like that. You know, they do a good job with what they do.
Which means it's a definite bounce back opportunity for the secondary.
Yes, it definitely is. You know, our secondary, you know, we've pushed them pretty hard this week. We've gone through quite a few footwork and agility drills, making sure that we're making proper turns, making sure that we're you know, hand placement's better this week. And so our emphasis this week has been on our secondary.
It doesn't matter what level of competition you're playing, Coach. 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, doesn't matter. Whenever you pitch a shutout, you've done something right defensively. And that's what Payson did against Ben Lomond. 21-0 victory last Friday. When you look at the offense to defensive matchups for Carbon, do you like what you guys see defensively out of Payson? And is there something there that you can exploit?
You know, I definitely think that there is. They have players that can definitely cover in space, and we're going to bring the offense back down into that box style offense. You know, we're going to try to make them play in the phone booth with us, and so we're going to try to make it tough on their inside seven. If we can make it tough on their inside seven, we keep their secondary from giving any run support and giving any pass support. So, you know, we'll definitely have to mix it up a little bit this week. You may see a few more passes out of us in our offensive game, but, you know, for the most part, we're just going to continue to do what we do.
I did ask you at the end of the contest on Friday if there were some ideas to get Jalen Dennis the ball in space, but we saw it on a kick return. He was half a step away from really having a big kick return right up the gut inside the hash marks. A couple of times offensively, he was close to getting around the edge. He caught that long touchdown pass, which was a dime from Noah Jones. So it seems like when this kid is in space, that's when he's most dangerous.
Yeah, he definitely is. And, you know, it's it kind of went against what you do with logic. We didn't tell Jalen to plant his heels on the 10-yard line. We thought, you know, when the kid kicked the ball the first couple of times, he was, you know, he's pitching lawn darts. And so we figured if he could catch the ball on the 5 and make one move, we thought we could get him to break. And, you know, he brought one out to the 13, which was not bad. And, you know, just the way he runs is dynamic. If he hits the hole in the proper manner, if he's, you know, if he'll tuck it in behind those two big pullers in front of him, you know, Jalen's going to gain a whole bunch of yards. And you know, he did a great job for us over the last weekend. And you know, you want to get him the ball as best you can. We only got him 9 touches on the ball game, and so we need to do a better job at getting him a few more touches.
Having a dynamic player like that from a football coach's standpoint has got to be fun, because that allows you to get creative and open up the playbook at times, doesn't it?
It definitely does. You know, we'll call different passing plays for him out of our double wing, which really opens it up, and it keeps defenses honest. You've got to, as a corner and as a free safety, you can't come down and play in the box all the time. You're going to have to be able to break out and cover that. And you know, with the shifty nature that Jalen runs with, you know, there's definitely opportunities for us to get him out in space.
You did mention the return of Chance LeChaminade. Coach, in practice, how big of a boost has that been since Monday?
You know, it definitely has been a big boost. You know, we have a specific package that we've designed for Chance, and so, you know, we'll be able to install that package this weekend, and you'll be able to see him run the ball a little bit. You'll be able to see him catch a few balls. And, you know, it's just been nice having him back. The one thing that we need to definitely get him into is game shape. You know, he's in military shape, but he was, you know, in Missouri, and so it's a little different climate. You know, you're coming back up to altitude, and so, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get his wind underneath him.
He and Noah Jones had great chemistry at times last year on the football field. That's something that you can't teach. Is it kind of seamless for those two since he's been back?
Yeah, you know, those two kind of just picked up where they left off last year. We, you know, first play of practice when Chance came back, we threw a little out to him, and Noah hit him in stride, and you know, it was nice to see that those two still have what they had from last year.
Coach, last question before I let you go. On the injury front, how does the team look now in the middle of the week?
You know, we're pretty healthy. You know, Connor Fawcett was the only one that we were truly worried about. He took that big helmet-to-helmet shot midway through the second quarter, and, you know, we were a little bit worried about him, but he seems to be okay. You know, he's been out kicking field goals for us, been out playing. We moved him back to strong safety for us this week. And so, you know, he was the only one that we were truly concerned about. You know, we should get Isaac back a little bit today with practice and see where he's at and if he's ready to go. He didn't play during the Manti game, suffered a groin injury before it. And so, you know, we're hoping to have him back today. So I think that we should be pretty healthy.
Coach, it's always fun to talk with you. Thank you again for the time. Best of luck against Payson on Friday, and we'll see you at the game.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team. Plenty more coming up on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports. We're going to break for just a moment. We'll return right after this.